And now, King Saul.
Listen to me, Israel. I have set a king over you as you requested. He is now your leader. As for me, I am old and gray, and my sons are here with you. I have been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Testify against me in the presence of the Lord, and whomever I have wronged, I will make it right.
No, Samuel. You have neither cheated us nor oppressed us.
That's true, yeah. That's true. Yeah, he's been a really good guy. He's wonderful.
The Lord is witness against you.
Yes, he is witness.
If you fear the Lord, serve and obey him. Do not rebel against his commands, and both you and your king follow the Lord your God, then good. But if you do not obey, and you rebel against the Lord's commands, his hand will be against you as it was against your fathers. Now then, stand still and watch. I will call upon the Lord to send thunder and rain. You will then realize what an evil thing you did in the eyes of the Lord. Father in heaven, hear your servant. I ask for thunder and rain to show your people the evil and sin they have committed against you.
The man asks for rain and it comes immediately? We must have really angered the Lord. Oh, pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that we will not die. We've already added to our list of sins by asking for a king. Oh boy, have we messed up.
No.
Do not be afraid. You may have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord. Instead, serve him with all your heart. Do not serve useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his own people, because he was pleased to make you his own. I will not sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. I will teach you the way that is good and right. Consider what great things he has done for you. If you persist in doing what is evil, both you and your king will be swept away. Saul?
Yes, Samuel. I am here.
I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you as king over his people Israel. Listen now to the message from the Lord. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go and attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Every man, woman, and child is to be put to death along with every animal.
You got it, Saul. I'm on my way. All right, men, let's load them up and move them out. We have work to do for the Lord.